Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I am pleased to bring to you the third and fourth Mishnah of the fourth chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. There is a term called ona'a, and ona'a means charging too much for an item where the buyer gets burned, or purchasing it at too far below the market cost, which is where the seller gets burned. The rule is that less than a certain amount, that is, if you overcharge but not so much as a certain designated amount, it's not ona'a, and the seller can make a profit and consider himself having done a good deal. More than this certain amount, and we'll see what that certain amount is in a second, the deal is invalid anyway, so I'll just take a ridiculous number. If I sell a tomato at $8 million, it's not even a question of getting the money back. The deal is simply considered null and void. However, if one sells for exactly on this certain amount, or that is overpaid or underpaid, then the deal is valid, but the one that got the bad end of it has time to cancel the deal if he or she wishes. And now the question is, how much is that certain amount? So the Mishnah says, Ha'ona'a, arba'a kesef, me'esrim ba'arba kesef l'sela, shtut l'mekach. So ona'a is 4 silver pieces out of 24, which is a value of a sela, that is, a sela is 24, equal to 24 silver ma'ot, 1/6 of the purchase. That's the exact translation. Now, it sounds like the problem is either charging $28, let's say, dollars for an item that should sell for $24, which is 1/7 of the price over. The Gemara offers an opinion that it actually means selling an item for 24 silver pieces, or $24, let's say, when it should have gone for 20, which would be 1/6 of the price, which gives you more room to play. And, of course, vice versa. If you purchase an item for 20 when it should have sold for 24, then you've cheated the seller for that amount, or not cheated, but you've done ona'a for that amount, and the seller can essentially back out the deal if he wishes. Va'ad matai mutar lachzir, and essentially how long do you have to return the money? That is, or either return the item or return the money, depending on which side got the short end of the ona'a. So the Mishnah says, ad kadei she'ir el tagar o lekrovo. So until a person has a time to show it to a tradesman or to a relative. Don't forget, the seller here doesn't have to be a tradesman. The seller could just be a regular person. So if he's the one who got the short end and he shows the cash and explains what he sold to a relative or to an expert, or in the other case, if the purchaser purchased the item and said, hey, look what I got for $25, or for $28, and the guy says, it's worth $24, then in that case, that's as long as you have to return the item and back out the deal. So you can imagine if you go to a shuk and you're bargaining for something and then you walk out of the shuk, you show it to your friend, you can imagine the situation, how long it would take. Not that long. Hore Rabbi Tarfon Belud, ha'ona'a shmone kesef l'sela, shlish l'mekach, usamchu tagrela. So Rabbi Tarfon decided, got some good news for the sellers of Lud, which is that if you charge somebody $8 over a price of 24, or a third of the sale, then it's ona'a, but not less, which means essentially you can make a great deal more profit. You could sell, well, let's go on the outside. If you sell an item for 24, but it's only worth 16, that's ona'a. But if you sell it for 23 out of 16, that's fine. So you get much more of a profit spread. So the people in Lud were about to get very happy. Unfortunately, Rabbi Tarfon kept talking and said, Amar lahem, kol hayom mutar lachzir. But the bad news is, the person who purchased the item, or the seller who sold it and didn't get enough money, has an entire day to do the return, which is a much greater length of time to back out the deal than simply enough time to show it to an expert. So the tradesmen of Lod said to him, Amru lo, yaniach lana Rabbi Tarfon bimkomeinu, v'chazu l'divrei chachamim. Why doesn't Rabbi Tarfon just leave us alone? And they went back to the original way of the chachamim, which is 1/6 of the purchase price, but not the whole day to return the item. And now on to Mishnah Dalet. So, Echad Alokeach, Echad Hamocher, Yesh Lahem Ona'a. This is what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that both the seller and the buyer can get burned with ona'ah. And in fact, pointer to the Tanakhama, Kashem Shon Ala Hedyo, Kach Ona Ala Tagar. Not only could a regular person, somebody who's not an expert in goods and trades and selling, just like he could get burned, a tradesman, a Tagar, could get burned as well, and therefore has the right to back on a deal if he finds out that he got burned on the deal, whether purchasing or selling. So let's say you're a baseball card aficionado and you go into a baseball store and you buy something. According to the Tanakhama, if you get burned for a sixth of it, that's your problem. You can return it just as if you weren't an expert in baseball cards. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Ona Ala Tagar. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that the whole rules of Ana'ah don't apply to the tradesman. Now don't forget that the rule was that what's the amount of time that you could back out a deal, which is Ona'ah, so until you show it to tradesmen. So if you were a tradesman, the assumption is you know what kind of deal you were getting to in the very beginning, and therefore you can't go back on it later. Rabbi Bartner introduces a kind of a nefarious idea that why would a salesman sell something for 1/6 less the actual value? Why would he allow himself to be cheated in the first place? So because he may have cheated somebody else, he just wants to get rid of the goods, like money laundering. Or goods laundering in this case. But I don't know if that's the only possibility, but it's certainly an amusing one. Mi shehutal alav yado al yona. Ratza amar tein li ma'uti o tein li ma'she un nitani. So whoever got burned, literally hutal means, I guess, put upon, has the advantage. That is, whoever got onad, whether you paid too much money and you're the purchaser, or you took too little money for the item and you were the seller, so only that person can negate the deal. That is, the deal is not off, the deal still applies, because it's not over that amount. You didn't pay 7/6 of the price, to be precise. However, if the one who did get the short end of the stick, wants to back out, he has the right to back out of what otherwise would be a viable deal. Now, this opinion that the whole deal can be canceled by the one who got burned is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. However, the Gemara will decide actually in favor of a different Tana, of Rabbi Natan, who says that if you make a deal with ona'ah, that is, you pay 7/6 of a price, or you take that little amount of money, you can't call off the whole deal. The deal is still in effect. All you could do is ask for the extra sixth on the outside, and get an even deal. But you can't completely back out the deal,